responsible for the day-to-day supervision of the contract. Who's responsible for that?
I would oversee the administration of the contract. We have a financial analyst that will, on a day-to-day basis, pay attention to the expenditures and the revenues.
Right. And the, as Don mentioned, the function of this contract is that we will get almost all of the revenues, and however, we'll have responsibility for the cost. And on the cost question, we'll approve an annual budget that Kemper Sports Management will be held to. If they exceed the amount in that annual budget, they'll be in default under the contract. So that's the one control mechanism. We'll have monthly meetings with Kemper Sports Management because we'll actually be making payments up front on a monthly basis for the cost of operations at the course. On a daily basis, revenues will be deposited by Kemper Sports Management to the city.
In terms of building the clubhouse, how do we prevent it from, well, how do we make sure it's the clubhouse folks want, but it's within the budget?
Right. That's a really strong part of this agreement rather than a long-term lease agreement. The city is in control of making decisions both on the approving the form and amount of contracts that are given under the development portion of the agreement, as well as giving final approval of the design and scope of the facilities. So the city will make the decision. And in our agreement, we have a phase two where we'll be coming back to City Council for your approval for how we'll be financing the clubhouse and the scope of the facilities.
And in order to get there, we will use citizen involvement and Kemper's experience to come to the proper design and size of whatever clubhouse we wind up wanting to build.
Thank you.
Further questions? Is anybody else?
Anybody else signed up?
Just Mike D.
Okay. It's an emergency. Please call the vote.
Adams.
Aye.
Leonard.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Well, I want to, first of all, I want to thank Heron Lakes LLC. They really have done a great job in managing our Heron Lake golf courses, so I want to acknowledge that publicly. They have done a great job, and they've been, I think, they're gracious through this transition period. But we did a competitive process, and Kemper Sports Management won that process fair and square. So I'm going to support the decision, support the RFP process, but again, acknowledge Heron Lakes for their work, and I'm looking forward to Kemper Sports Management coming on board. Aye.
Potter.
Aye. Please read item 757.
Authorize agreement with the Trust for Public Land to acquire 4.5 acres of land in East Portland for addition to Cherry Park.
Mr. Salzman.
This is authorize an agreement with the Trust for Public Lands to acquire 4.5 acres in East Portland for the addition to Cherry Park. I think it's a good agreement, and I really don't think there needs to be any elaborate discussion on this. It's more parkland. East Portland.
Yeah. Let's vote.
Okay. I am Riley Whitcomb, Portland Parks. I'm here to answer any questions you may have. So,
any questions? Okay. Is anyone time to testify besides Mike D?
No one else.
Okay. Call the vote.
Adams.
Yay. Aye.
Leonard.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Well, in addition, I want to acknowledge and thank again the Trust for Public Lands, but I also want to especially thank the Craswell family, longtime owners of the Portland Sand and Gravel site, for working with the Trust to make this opportunity for the Hazleton neighborhood a reality. Aye.
Potter.
Aye. We have one more emergency. Please read item 758.
Authorize non-exclusive stormwater facility easement with Eastman Parkway LLC on and over a portion of the Springwater Corridor in the city of Gresham.
Is this yours?
No.
Yes, Park is yours, Sam.
It is. It's Park. Yes.
Oh, it is Park.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
Well, okay. I know nothing about it, so.
Please
very,
go ahead.
Very quick.
It's always a comfort.
I'll defer to our competent staff.
At least you're honest. We're taking into city inventory a toxic waste dump.
My name is Steve Planchon. I'm property manager at Parks. This is a stormwater easement perpetual in the Springwater Corridor, basically supporting adjacent development to the Springwater Corridor. It's consistent with the non-park use policies of the Springwater Corridor, and we urge approval.
Thank you.
Any questions? Anybody signed up?
I did not have a sign-up sheet for this.
Is anyone here who wishes to testify to this matter?
I'd like to testify.
No? Can't. Please call the vote.
Adams?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Potter?
Aye. I have to excuse myself, turning the gavel over to Commissioner Adams.
So, Carla, by the check marks here, we have to go back to item 4746.
Yes.
Okay. So please read the title.
Amend contract with MCA Architects to provide additional architectural and engineering consulting services for the remodel of fire stations 15, 24, and 43.
Good afternoon. Can you give us a quick overview?
Yes. My name is Rich Attridge. I'm a project manager for Office of Management Finance Facility Services Division. The approval of this ordinance will allow OMF to make a final payment to MCA Architects for additional services that were required as a result of the default of the contractor on the project and the surety company's takeover and subsequent hire of another contractor. In the ordinance, I stated that we would seek reimbursement for this expense. Since the drafting of the ordinance, the surety has reimbursed the project for this expense. So this will just, approval of this ordinance will allow us to go ahead and make that payment to MCA.
All righty. Any questions from the City Council? Has anyone besides Mike signed up to testify?
No one else signed up.
Is there anyone in the room besides Mike that would like to testify? All right, this moves to a second reading. I believe that gets us to item 751.
Yes. Accept bid of Moore Excavation, Inc. for the Downtown Mall Sewer Rehabilitation Project for $5,795,610.
Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, City Council. I'm Jeff Baer with the Bureau of Purchases, and before you is a request to execute a contract with Moore Excavation for the Downtown Mall Sewer Rehabilitation Project in the amount of $5,795,610. And just to highlight a couple of facts about this solicitation that we have, they do have 5.7% of the subcontracts awarded to minority women emerging small businesses, and they are in compliance with they're in full compliance with our equal benefit requirements. So I'll stop there and address any questions.
Any questions from the City Council? Has anyone signed up besides Mike to testify?
I did not have a sign-up sheet.
Is anyone in the audience that would like to testify?
I'd like to testify.
Besides Mike. All right, moves to a second reading. I think that
this is a report. Right. Are we on?
Oh, that's right. So we need to vote on it. Thank you. Do we have a motion?
Moved to accept.
And moved is a second.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to accept item 751. Please call the vote.
Adams?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
I think that gets us to 752.
Mm-hmm. Vacate a portion of Southeast 42nd Avenue, south of Southeast Crystal Springs Boulevard, subject to certain conditions and reservations.
Hi, how are you?
Good morning, good.
Can you give us a quick overview of this non-emergency ordinance?
Yes. Actually, here, I'll give this to Carla. The petitioner who requested this street vacation is Stephen Cookson, private property owner. You can see from the aerial that it's been being used as private property by he and the adjacent landowner. So we are just trying to make it legal, and he would like that portion vacated, and the property will revert back to the petitioner and his neighbor. So it's pretty straightforward. No objections from anybody.
Any questions from the City Council? Has anyone signed to testify besides Mike?
No one else signed up.
Does anyone in the room would like to testify except for Mike? This is a non-emergency and moves to a second reading.
Correct.
All right, item 754.
Thank you.
Thank you. This is a non-emergency first reading.
Sorry. Amend boundaries for Portland State University franchise to include newly acquired properties.
Is there staff here?
I can handle this. This is in 2003, Portland State University received a franchise to provide utility services to its campus. However, as we all know, since 2003, PSU's boundaries have expanded. This amends the franchise to provide PSU to provide telecommunications and backup electrical power to its new properties as well.
Anybody signed up to testify besides Mike?
Did not have a sign-up sheet.
Is there anyone in the room that would like to testify except for Mike? All right, this passes to a second reading. Unless there's other business before the City Council, we're recessed until 3 p.m. this afternoon.
Nice job, Commissioner.
Great. Thank you so much.
Good practice. I was really happy that you said that, Ken. I was not the right one to say that. You were.
All
been serving chowder and iced tea. Should have gone to freecreditreport.com. I could have seen this coming at me like an atom bomb. They monitor your credit and send you email alerts so you don't end up selling fish to tourists in t-shirts.
Offer applies with enrollment and triple advantage.
Closed captioning hours provided by Gold Bond First Aid, the quick fix for every itch.
Irritating skin itch? Get Gold Bond Anti-Itch Cream. It helps stop itches fast with two strong medicines.
Got an itch?
Gold Bond Cream.